So many in the church world today, they are filled with fear. They don't want to take steps forward. They are fearful. They have a fear of uncertainty. So they live a settled life. So many in the church world are filled with fear of the unknown. So they settle down with the rest. Now, the reason why many are settled with fear is they are no longer meditating upon God's word as they should with an open heart. They are not meditating upon God's word with an open heart. You know, instead of with an open heart meditating on His written word, they keep thinking on negative things, and thus they are thinking on things what the enemy brings into their mind. How can I live this life? It is may not be possible for me. You know, their meditation is not on God's word, but their meditation is on the words of enemy. And I want to tell all my young brothers and sisters, Satan will say that to your mind. I'm struggling, it's difficult, it's hard for me. God can help us. Go to God. Go to your Savior. Seek His face and He will help you. In some areas of your lives, it will not be overnight victories, but it shall be step by step. We need to know that. I want to encourage you tonight. Do not meditate on what Satan says. Do not meditate on what the enemy says, but meditate on what God says. If God says to you, you are called according to His purpose, God has saved you to experience the full salvation, you please believe God. Don't believe the whispering of the enemy which says, had God said? Do you think it's possible with you? This man will preach every Sunday like this. Every Wednesday he will tell you. But do you think it's possible? He wants to frustrate you, bringing your carnal mind to meditate on what he is saying. Listen to God's word tonight, my young brother, sister. Please listen. Let's not meditate on what the natural mind and the evil one would say to us. Faith is a spiritual force, remember. Faith is a spiritual force, and fear is also a spiritual force. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And I want to tell you one thing, listen carefully. If faith comes by the word of God, fear comes by hearing the words of the enemy, from the evil one, from unbelief. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Whereas fear comes by hearing the voice of the enemy, the words of the devil, the words of the evil one. It comes from unbelief. Unbelief. Had God said? Had God said? Had God said? I want to encourage you. As much as I want to encourage myself, the deceiver, you know, will bring these and cause you and me to meditate on what he says. Please. Now, you may read your morning devotion. You may read your morning devotion. You may read your scripture portion in the morning. But the rest of the day, you are meditating what the enemy says. What is the use? My brothers and sisters, I am challenging myself with this word. It's a challenge for all of us. What are you meditating? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Both faith and fear have a voice behind it. Please remember that. Both faith and fear have a voice behind it. Had God said it? Is it possible for you? Do you think you can grow to maturity? That voice, that negative voice, you better detect it is not from God. That voice is a voice from the enemy. Faith has a voice behind it. I have called you. I have separated you. I have saved you with a purpose. Keep hearing God. Keep hearing His voice. Faith will be your portion and my portion. Now, who is responsible? Men are responsible for hearing the right voice and the wrong voice. Yes, it is depending upon me and you. What voice am I giving myself to? My young brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this with all honesty. Your victory is in your hands. Because He wants to give you victory. He wants to deliver you. There's only one door you have to knock. Not many doors. Know that. For certainty and be assured in your heart, only one door you need to knock, and that door will be open to you. Hallelujah. And that is the door of your Lord and my Lord. Not many doors, but the enemy will take you to many doors. There's one who said, I am the door. Don't miss it. Don't reject that door. And go to many other doors. And those doors will be easily open to you. But they are doors of death. Only one door, that is of life. Jesus said, I am the door. So we are responsible to hear the right voice. So my brothers and sisters, you know, if we are choosing to hear the other voice, keep ourselves in the realm of fear, in the realm of meditating of what that the enemy is saying. Negative all the time, negative. You are good for nothing. You cannot be victorious. You cannot make it. This is not the Lord. Now there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit will only convict you and never condemn you. Please understand this. You don't have to live in guilt. You don't have to live in condemnation. That is the voice of the enemy of your soul. Please, if I am listening to the voice of the enemy and meditating on what he says, then I need to repent in my heart. I want to say one thing. The times that we are going through pushes you and me to that realm. The situations are real. The times are hard. The sorrow is real. The pain is real. But remember one thing. We are not to meditate on what he says. Hallelujah. I know how difficult these days were for me. But I want to encourage all of you, my brother and family. I want to encourage all the saints of God. We should not listen to the voice, that negative voice, that voice of fear. That voice that says it's not possible. If I have heard that voice and given myself, remember one thing, I need to repent. And I did that today. I said, Lord, help me, forgive me. How often things turn that way. And I had to turn the other way. I had to be determined in my life. We must turn from that wrong voice to the right voice.